Joining us on the phone, Jesse Mitten from Another Hooligan. Jesse, thanks for joining us here on Magic's Morning Mashup. Big old week ahead here on Lincoln. Arguably the biggest racing event on the calendar. I hope no one from the Port Lincoln Racing Club is listening. But Jesse, it was a really good race with the Adelaide to Lincoln getting going on Friday and, well, wrapping up for pretty much everyone on Saturday morning-ish?
Yes.
How'd you find it, mate?
It was awesome. It was a great year again. We finished it out 5:15 in the morning on the Saturday. So straight to the bar, luckily, at the other end. It was good fun.
A nice early start, to say the least. But I suppose for you guys, you'd been up for hours.
Correct. So we started at 3 p.m. On Friday night. So for us, exactly, it was a knock-off beer rather than a morning early morning start.
Too right. It's the joys of working nights, I suppose.
Correct.
And with how'd you find Another Hooligan this year? Fast? Competitive?
It was fast. Yeah, no, we were good. We came third in the end. So we lost to the Sydney guys, Ichiban, and they're probably the best boat in the country at the moment. Probably without doubt. And then SMB, who's our arch rival, and they got it over us again this year.
Only just, better, though. Not by too much.
No, we held in there, but they did get us at the end. So, but yeah, no, they sailed really well. We sailed really well. It was good fun for the hit out. We actually averaged about 22 knots of boat speed along the foot, which is super quick, about 44 kilometres an hour.
Yeah, that's quite brisk.
That's rocket shipping. Yeah.
Especially given that, you know, it is only powered by the winds, and it wasn't that windy.
Well, along the foot there it was. So we probably had about 20 knots. Which is lovely for us in the boat.
Okay.
But it sort of died out later in the day. So we were lucky then, the big boat, we got in really, really quickly.
Yeah.
We finished the race pretty quickly, but some of the smaller boats got stuck out there for a fair bit after us.
Yeah, I did see a few people coming in reasonably late in the afternoon, to say the least. I think Born to Mentor got in at about like 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock or something like that. I was like, oh, that's a long day.
That's a long journey. Yeah, 24 hours for them.
Too right. And of course, today being Sunday is QLD, so it's basically a bit of a celebration for everyone who's come over and really gearing up for the actual regatta week itself, which is getting underway from Monday through until Thursday. Is that correct?
Yeah. So today's the presentation. We call it the quiet little drink, the QLD. But it's the presentation for the race, and it's sort of the end of the race. And then, yeah, the celebration to get ready for the week ahead. We've got 4 days of sailing and one day where we sail over to one of the beaches, and it's called Megan's Barbecue after a legend. And we spend the day over there drinking beers on the beach, which is pretty good.
That sounds like a pretty tough day, to be honest.
It's a great day. You sail for about an hour and drink beers for six. So.
It's the unfortunate day for the captain who goes, right, so you guys get to enjoy yourself, I'll watch.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, how can people get involved in watching the actual Regatta Week action?
Well, we'll be out on the bay, so if you're in Port Lincoln, you'll be able to go pretty much any beach and you'll be able to see us.
Fantastic.
And there'll be a fair few boats out there. And then there's Down Under Sail is a page. And they'll be doing some media stuff throughout the event as well. So if you jump on their website, Facebook, and all that sort of stuff, they'll have it all up on their socials.
Yeah, rock and roll. And I'm gonna put you on the spot. Who do you think is gonna win Regatta Week?
I think in the Div 1, which is the biggest boat, I reckon Ichiban will go back to back. They won
really?
It again last time. Yeah.
It's a big call. Yeah, I'm curious to see if it pays off, though.
Yeah, well, I hope it doesn't. Hopefully we get the chocolates, but we'll see.
Too right, Jesse. Hey, thanks so much for joining me here on Magic. I really appreciate your time, bro.
No problem.